Welcome to the Dashboard Effect Podcast. I'm Brick Thompson.
I'm Caleb Oakes.
Caleb, we've been reading reports that have been coming out, specifically one from Salesforce and one from AWS around data and AI. There's a report out of Salesforce called State of Data and Analytics. Listeners can go out and get it. Just do Google Salesforce State of Data and Analytics. It'll send you to a page where you can give them your name and email address. They'll give you a copy of it. We thought it would be interesting, though, to talk through some of their conclusions in here.
Yeah, some of the high points. Give our perspective on it. We're just going to kind of wing it, so bear with us.
Yeah. So it may give you all you need. You don't need to go read it, or you may want to go deeper on it. I think we started talking about Salesforce and AI because of an ad you saw with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. It was sort of that weird AI video.
Yeah.
He's a cowboy.
Like an old Western town.
Yeah. And the tagline.
But he says, if AI is the Wild West, is data the new gold? That was kind of cool.
Which I think it is. And actually, I love that play because everybody's been saying, you know, data is the oil of business. But I think that's right. AI is kind of the Wild West right now. Mm-hmm. But as you go through these reports and actually our experience just working in the world, if you don't have your data in order, if you don't have your data consolidated, it's going to be hard to get value out of AI.
Right. And I think some of these reports really touch on some of those same thoughts, right? But it's interesting to see some of the statistics and, you know, some of the responses that they got in their survey that they sent out. So hopefully we can touch on some of those things.
Well, let's do that. So let's just go through some of them. Okay. So I think they surveyed something like 10,000 data executives. It was kind of interesting, everybody's view. There's no question that there was very strong agreement that strong data foundation is what you need to be able to get good outputs from generative AI. And it's sort of that old maxim, you know, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
So you have to, first of all, collect all your data in one place so that the generative AI and analytics has stuff to work on, but it also needs to be high quality.
Yeah.
Relationships need to be right.
Yeah, that's kind of the theme, right? I guess that does beg the question. You kind of were just starting to touch on it, but like, what does a good data foundation mean? You know?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. So what do you think it means?
I think the easiest way to try and describe it is, in my opinion, is a way, like, you have your data is accessible quickly. You can trust it, you rely on it, and it's proven to be accurate.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And so I think that the survey here, the Salesforce survey, would agree with that. I found a stat here that IT leaders' requirements for successful generative AI use, 55% said you have to have accurate, complete, and unified data, which is pieces of what you were talking about there. Mm-hmm. 54% enhanced security measures to avert new threats to the business. Obviously, with the generative AI, you could have leaks, but also with your data, if you're really consolidating it, you need to make sure that you're doing a good job with that.
Yeah.
Makes me think of something we've been talking about, which is how do you make sure you have good cybersecurity around your data? The way we do it is we work in the Microsoft stack. So we work in Azure, Synapse, now Fabric, follow all of their best practices. We see companies that, I don't want to use the word kludge. Well, I guess I will. That kludge together a stack for their data using DBT or Fivetran or various tools to get the data pipelines and data movement done, the ETLs and ELTs done, and then land the data somewhere else. And as we were talking about it, we realized you've got so many potential holes there you've got to plug. Yeah. As these systems are able to talk to each other and who has access and, you know, do you really have it buttoned down? And having some kind of a system, you know, maybe a Snowflake system or an Azure system or, you know, some unified system where people are really watching that and thinking about how to do it well, I think is super important.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's something that people don't really think about when they think about their stack is, you know, all the potential different really holes that you've opened up. And I think it's just, you just have a lot more to be worried about, you know, really if you're on Azure or like you have everything in one stack, one tool, then you just got to make sure that thing's locked down and it has good policies and stuff, like you're following best practices there. You have good practices around that tool. If you've got six tools, now you've got six different ones. You've got to learn the security. You got to understand it. You've also got to have best practices around. You got to monitor and make sure you're doing that. So there's a lot more overhead than kind of meets the eye with a stack like that.
I think that's right. So here's another page in the Salesforce report saying AI shines light on data management. So the generative AI is getting all the buzz, but the people that they interviewed said, really, it all starts with data. It's amazing what percentage of companies think they're above average. I think something like 80% thought they were at industry standard or above. I think our experience has been that it may be true that 80% are at standard or above, but standard is not great.
Industry standard kind of sucks. I think that's one of the interesting things that we see a lot is that we start getting into doing some of these data projects. We start, making some of these things more visible than just an Excel output from the source. And then the data issues really start to crop up because maybe you got an analyst that's like manually populating stuff just because they know that needs to be over there. I remember one time when I was an analyst and I would download these reports, these Excel sheets, and I would create an inventory report. And there was one set of SKUs that was under one business line. But I had to, every time I downloaded it, I had to move it into a different business line. It was
manually.
Manually. I just had to do it. And I didn't one time and everybody freaked out because they were like, why is our inventory so high? And
the data is no good.
Sorry, I forgot to move. So you have little things like that may not be hurting you right now, but AI is not going to do that for you.
No.
Right? Unless you tell it explicitly, this SKU is not in the right spot. It's just going to look at the data at face value and take it as it is, right?
Yeah. Well, you were probably at industry standard there.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I found the stat. It was only 5% who self-reported they were below industry standard.
Oh, yeah. 5%.
So that was pretty good. Yeah. That makes me think of that assessment you saw about how generative AI or AI is like teenage sex. Do you have that?
Oh, yeah. I can say it. I think this is
not in the Salesforce report.
Yeah, this is something else. Yeah, AI is like teenage sex. Everyone's talks about it. Nobody really knows how to do it. Everyone thinks everyone else is doing it, so everyone claims that they're doing it.
We're definitely seeing a lot of that right now. We do a lot of reviews on a monthly basis or even weekly basis of potential generative AI analytics systems, and there are a lot of people claiming that they have it, and we're not seeing it yet.
Yeah, right.
There's stuff that's sort of scratching at the edges of it, but not really doing it well yet. Mm-hmm. That will come, though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, this one isn't really new, but data quality is still a top priority for people. Obviously, you need to get that cleaned up, like we were just talking about. That's really important. Just the amount of data is kind of exploding. And I think what's interesting to me about that, I think what are they saying here? They say surging data overwhelms users. Is that when you do have a lot of data, and I think it's becoming more and more common, just getting and capturing data. Like, think of how many tools are out there that do that. And now, and how easy it is just to sign up for something, right? You might just sign up for monday.com to track your projects or something. Right. And now all of a sudden you've got all this new set of information inside of a new system. There's so many different places to get it from. You don't even know what an API is, how to get it out of there. It's like, it does become a big problem and barrier for, especially for something like a generative AI. Cause the first thing we're going to see is it can connect to like a lake house or a data warehouse or something and do some stuff there. Connectors to all these different systems and API access and stuff is going to be down the road later.
Yeah. And we'll see that improving over time. I mean, there's already a lot of connectors. We find a lot of the sort of standard connectors that are out there though, don't cover the edge cases that often crop up when we get into a client's data. I'm sure that the AIs will help with that. I'm sure the connectors will get better. I mean, everybody's seeing this same opportunity and problem. But right now, you need to get in there and make it happen yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that also, even if they can do that, you still have the data quality issue, right? I guess that does beg the question, how do you, we've touched on it in many episodes before this, but like how do you clean up your data quality?
Yeah.
Right.
How do you?
Well, I think some of the techniques that we take is you do start building reporting on it. Reporting is more than just analytics. It's also you can report on your data quality.
Right. Exactly. Right?
And that will help you clean up. You can get those reports into the hands of the people that are responsible for the data quality. And actually some of the people on the front lines that are inputting the data, make that part of their, you know, KPIs is how good their data quality is, and it'll clean up.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, another thing that came up in this Salesforce report was that a large percentage of leaders, IT and data leaders, say that their data strategies are disconnected from business goals. No one said actually 1% said they're completely not aligned, but something like 40% say they're only partially aligned. Mm-hmm. That is difficult. And, you know, one of the challenges for sure of getting them aligned is to make sure you have access to good data so that you can start figuring out how to use it well. But it's not as simple as you might think. It's tempting. You get groups of business people together, start talking about what they're going to use their data for. There's a big wish list usually. Mm-hmm. And there's often pretty low value stuff in there. And it can be tricky to get to, okay, what is the important stuff here to really align with our strategy to drive our business?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How we do that, because you're right. I mean, that happens every time. There's a lot of ideas. And it might just be kind of flavor of the week, depending on when you're talking to these people. And, you know, you have to have a way to kind of sift through that and really get at the initiatives that are attached with business goals. And explicitly make that, like, call that out. That will help your initiative succeed, and not lose steam, right? So the way that our teams do that, our customer success teams, is they'll have an exercise where they do just get everything out, And then we come back around, and start talking about priorities, start talking about what does this actually do for your business, start asking those questions. And then we get a nice prioritized list of initiatives that we just start making progress on right away. So, it doesn't have to be overly complicated how you do that attaching to overall business goals. It can just be a matter of doing an exercise like that.
I think there's that. And then I think also, as we've talked about in the past, expecting to iterate. Mm-hmm. So do that, get your prioritized list, start knocking those off quickly. Don't do a waterfall project of, okay, we're going to produce all this great reporting in the next few months. Start producing reports in a week. Start getting them into business leaders' hands, and then really start figuring out where they're delivering value.
Yeah, exactly.
And really aligning with their strategy. Mm-hmm. I found another interesting stat in here around data quality. It's interesting. In businesses, 57% of data and analytics departments in the companies surveyed say that they're completely confident in their data accuracy. So 57% of the data people are completely accurate. Yeah. The business people, not quite so much.
Yeah, right.
It falls off pretty quickly. You know, 42% of the sales people, 40% of the service people, 45% of the marketing people are confident. So there's a disconnect there. Why do you think that is?
That's a really good point. I guess if I had to guess, it's the difference between macro level and micro level. Like, I bet you a salesperson or someone in the, you know, down that's actually has a ownership over a smaller chunk of data is going to point out an issue that maybe the macro level leader is like,
they're not going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. They might not see
it. Or
they
might not
even think it's important. Right. Exactly. So they don't really think that that's a data quality problem, when in reality, too many of those, it really is. It really does become a problem.
Yeah.
So I would think that the people that you mentioned there later are probably more on the money than the others.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. The data folks may be a little overconfident.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
At least as it relates to the business folks, and the business folks are their customers.
Yeah.
That's who needs to be confident in it.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to use it. They're going to go around it. They're going to have shadow BI. They're going to have all those problems that we've talked about in the past.
Right, exactly. Or maybe it's that the data people are like, that's the data. Like, right. That's it. It is what it is, right? That is accurately reflecting what's in the system.
Oh, that's, you know, interesting.
So, and the business user is like, yeah, but it's not right.
Right.
For the real world. Like, it doesn't.
Because of process issues or, yeah. Right. Interesting. All right.
All right.
Anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Good. We'll wrap this one up.
All right. Thanks.